Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2019, and we are inching closer and closer to the big game, right? Hopefully we're talking about two big games. But game one, final four, what's on the line? Well, you know, not that much. Just a ticket to Monday's national championship game in the world of men's college hoops. That's right, the final four is now just 2 days away. On Saturday night, your Michigan State Spartans will take on Texas Tech at U.S. Bank Stadium for a chance at the national championship game. Pretty crazy, right? And I feel like as the week is going on, you go from the emotion of, you know, on Monday, coming into work, still riding that high, that one-point victory over Duke. Tuesday, you're feeling the same. It's euphoric, right? Wednesday, you're like, yeah, baby, still feeling good. And then Thursday hits, and you're like, oh, man, we're 2 days away from Michigan State and Texas Tech. You know, you may be getting a little nervous. I'm sure the anticipation is high. Your excitement level is through the roof. But it starts to get a bit more serious now, right? Duke is in the past. We got to focus on Texas Tech. Just how scary is this Texas Tech team? Well, we'll dive into a bit of that on today's current sports. Of course, on Friday, we'll have a really detailed preview of the Spartans and Red Raiders. I'll just touch on it today because today I want to talk about a topic that I can't lie, I kind of chuckled. And there was one part of me that did get a bit warm when I read about this story. Well, when I saw this story that had a picture of a billboard out in Ann Arbor actually congratulating Michigan State, wishing Michigan State luck in the Final Four, the Bank of Ann Arbor bought a few billboards. Yeah, it's not like it's just one. There's like four different versions that actually wish Michigan State luck in the Final Four. At first, I got warm, but then I started to think to myself, you know, does this disrespect the rivalry at all? Do fans want this? I'm going to dive into that. I got a lot of interesting takes on this when I shared this story on my Facebook page. We'll dive into that. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Also, it is opening day for the Detroit Tigers at Comerica Park. We will have the esteemed pleasure of welcoming my colleague and friend, the one, the only, Scott Pohl, General Assignment News Reporter for WKAR News. Scott is enjoying opening day with his daughter, and he's going to set the scene for us and give us an update on what's happening downtown Detroit. And then on the back end of the show, I'm going to talk about a new shoe deal for one of the biggest artists of our time. And again, we'll throw it back like we do each and every Thursday with Throwback Thursday, taking a look at exactly what happened on this particular date in sports history. If you would like to be a part of the hour, multiple ways in which you can do so, simply pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. go to facebook.com/WKAR News, where we have the live stream up and running. You can comment below that video, and you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here are your quick hit headliners. Some more great news for the leader of the Michigan State men's basketball team. I mean, the accolades just continue to rack up for junior point guard Cassius Winston, don't they? As he was selected to the John R. Wooden Award All-American Team by the Los Angeles Athletic Club last night. Winston is one of the five finalists for the Wooden Award Trophy, which is widely considered to be the most prestigious honor in college hoops. He is averaging 18.9 points per game, almost 8 assists per game, 7.6 to be exact, 3 rebounds per game, while shooting an impressive 47% from the floor and 40% from three-point land. Winston ranks fourth in the Big Ten in scoring, while also leading the league and ranking number 3 in the country in assists per game. Oh, and he is also leading the Spartans to an impressive run in the tournament this season. Of course, Michigan State in the Final Four. Winston named a finalist along with Duke's forwards Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett. Also throw in Murray State guard Ja Morant and Tennessee's forward Grant Williams. Impressive stuff. Impressive stuff for Cassius Winston. Okay, Tom Izzo, the head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team. He will be the recipient of the Metropolitan Award from the National Association of Basketball Coaches, otherwise known as the NABC, for long and outstanding service to men's college hoops. The National Association of Basketball Coaches will present the storied award, first presented in 1941, to Izzo at the annual AT&T NABC Guardians of the Game Award Show this Sunday, April 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the main auditorium at the Minneapolis Convention Center. So, again, that will happen this Sunday. Hopefully, Izzo's in a good mood after what takes place on, of course, Saturday night. Okay, Michigan State baseball edged by Central Michigan 8-6 yesterday afternoon. CMU took an early 5-0 lead, but the Spartans were able to rally, scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the second. However, the Chips added a run in the third and 2 more in the sixth to take a commanding lead over the Spartans. Sophomore infielder Zach Iverson went 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, and a run scored, while freshie outfielder Zade Walker was 2-for-4, 2 runs scored. Walker posted his 4th multi-hit outing of the season, and the 2 runs scored tied a season high. MSU will remain home for the weekend as they welcome Indiana State for a 3-game non-conference series. The series opens tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. at McLean Stadium. All right, MSU is hosting a Final Four watch party to cheer on the Spartan men's basketball team against Texas Tech at Munn Ice Arena. No, it would not be held at the Breslin. Munn Ice Arena is where that watch party will be held. I believe that the Breslin, according to a few sources out there, is booked for the weekend. So that's why they're not having it at the Breslin. Doors will open at 8 p.m. The nationally televised game in Minneapolis, Minnesota is set to start at 8:49 p.m. Campus and East Lansing leaders are also urging students to please, please, please celebrate safely one Saturday night, regardless of the outcome. I'm going to go behind the glass real quick. Jack Kerwin, engineer of the Tuesday, Thursday, and occasionally Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Jack, I'm curious. I passed this news along to you right before 1 p.m., and, you know, we just threw it in our headliners for a read here on the air just now. I'm curious, how many students will be showing up at Munn Ice Arena? You'll be with me. My bad. You'll be with me out in Mini. But will a lot of students be present at this, you think?
Can't imagine they would be. A lot of people will be at the bars or just with friends, I think.
That's what I'm thinking, right? This is for the, how can I put it, seasoned crowd of Michigan State fans, I think. I can't imagine there will be many, many students at Munn Ice Arena. There will be a few. I'm not saying there won't be any. I think there will be a few, but I can't imagine it's going to be spilling over with MSU students. Many will probably be watching it at a local pub, in your dorm room. Just Munn Ice Arena doesn't say basketball, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see, though. I'm certain that our WKAR news team will have coverage on that Saturday night. And again, please be safe. Please be safe, students. All right, Michigan State softball. Their offense opened up in its first night game at Sekia Stadium as the Spartans earned an 11-3 win, five innings over intrastate rival Oakland. The Spartans got a 4-for-4 day from freshman Charla Eccles, who had a double and a home run among her four hits and added four RBIs. Katie Ladd was 3-for-4 with a double, and both Ebony Eccles and Mackenzie Meach had two base hits. The softball team's next game will be against Maryland on April 5th at Sekia Stadium at 6 p.m. The Detroit Tigers back in town kick off their season at home today. That's right, the home opener at Comerica Park. Despite the less-than-perfect weather, crowds of fans are gathering around Comerica Park today to see the team take on the Kansas City Royals. First pitch just got underway 2 minutes ago. The Tigers are sitting at 4-3 on the early part of the season after taking two games out of three against the New York Yankees. Spencer Turnbull will take the mound for the Tigers in the home opener. Turnbull gave up three runs in five innings during the season debut on March 30th in Toronto in a 3-0 loss. Turnbull made his MLB debut back in September with the Tigers and is still looking for his first major league win. And again, in just a moment, we will have our very own Scott Pohl joining us live from Comerica Park to set the scene of opening day down at Comerica Park. So stay tuned. Again, we'll have him on in a couple of minutes, all right? Another game without Blake Griffin for the Detroit Pistons, and another loss for the Pistons. Griffin missed a third straight game as the red, white, and royal blue were routed 108-89 by the Indiana Pacers. Detroit says Griffin has been dealing with a sore left knee. He missed just six games this season, but it's not clear when he will be available again. Andre Drummond, another double-dub, 28 points, 19 boards. Wayne Ellington had 24 points for the Pistons as well. Pistons still remain alone in sixth place of the NBA's Eastern Conference. It's really jumbled up when it comes to the bottom. What is that for, Jack? The Pistons are still in the playoffs, dude. What is that? Why are you just hating on my Pistons like that?
I'm just not a believer.
You're not a believer that they're going to make the playoffs?
I'm not a believer that they're a contender for anything real, or
no,
that they will be in.
Well,
the...
nobody is in the NBA except the Golden State Warriors, really.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, other teams have contingency plans to become contenders in the future, and I just don't see it with the Pistons.
And I'm with you on that. I hear that, but the fact that at least one of the major Detroit sports teams are going to make the playoffs, my gosh, we have been starving to watch some postseason from anybody out there. So I'm just happy about that. Okay. Also, speaking of non-postseason contenders, the Detroit Red Wings. Yeah, they will take on the Pittsburgh Penguins on the road today. The two will meet for the second half of a home-and-home series. The Wing will won Tuesday's contest. I don't know why they're winning games now. 4-1 in Detroit. Tyler Bertuzzi and Anthony Mantha score two goals each to give the Wings the edge in their second-to-last home game of the season. The puck drop is set for 7 p.m. tonight out in Pittsburgh. And how about this? Queen Bee, Beyonce, Adidas, and Beyonce Can you believe that? Adidas has teamed up with arguably the biggest artist in the world to relaunch her Ivy Park brand as it aims to attract more female consumers after rival Puma's deal with Rihanna. I had no idea that Puma had a deal with Rihanna. To help boost sales. So Adidas, which also has a partnership with Kanye West, as we all know, those are some ugly kicks. I don't know how they go for $1,000 a piece. But Adidas is partners with Kanye as well. Adidas said it will work with Beyonce on creating performance and lifestyle products, including signature footwear and clothing. Women's wear now accounts for about a quarter of sales of the Adidas brand. Jack, you like those Kanyes, the Yeezys? I hate them. But a lot of people buy them.
No, not even a little bit. I'm not a big shoe guy. I don't really do toys. The only shoes I have are the ones I wear, and I would never wear those. So,
what? The only shoes are the ones you wear, and you would never wear those.
Yeah, like I don't like people have like sneaker collections. The only shoes I have are like the ones that I'll wear. So I don't wear.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah. Like I have expensive shoes. Like I have Timberland boots, and I have like Nike shoes. But like I don't just keep any of them in a closet. I wear all of them. So
gotcha. They're not just for show.
No, not with me. No.
Well, people actually wear their Yeezys. I mean, if you're going to spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes, you better break them things out. I mean, my gosh, what are they there for? Just, you know, hey, look at this. I mean, but they're so ugly. But I heard they're really comfortable when people buy them. So whatever floats your boat, man. All right, that does it for your Quick Hits Headliners. Again, multiple ways in which you can join in. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. The question I'm asking today is if you had a problem with the Bank of Ann Arbor purchasing a few billboards in Ann Arbor to congratulate Michigan State men's basketball being in the Final Four, is that disrespectful to the rivalry, or are you basically saying thank you, Bank of Ann Arbor? That's really cool of you. Classy. Very classy. You can also go to facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below the live stream. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News.
Throw me the ball and watch what I do with it. We got Bow Wow in the house. My man Lil Zane. Lil Wayne. Sammy, sing to me.
One of my favorite sports tracks. Jack doesn't like it. He was not even born when that track was produced. The movie Hardball, the famous baseball film, Keanu Reeves becoming a head coach of an inner city baseball squad. So many people in that movie. Didn't realize how many stars were in that movie until I was cutting that track up for this intro today, including one of my favorite actors, Michael B. Jordan. The reason why we're playing that baseball hit is because it's opening day for the Detroit Tigers. And right now, I want to go live to Comerica Park because we have our very own Scott Hull, general assignment news reporter for WKAR News. He is in the stands right now enjoying opening day for the Tigers. First off, Scott, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Al. How about you?
Always good hearing from you. I'm great. I could be doing better, though. I know you're enjoying opening day baseball at Comerica Park. That is awesome. So, Scott, first off, can you just kind of set the scene? First pitch got underway earlier this hour. What does the crowd look like? I mean, I know the weather, you know, it's not like in the 60s or anything, but it's not too bad. Just set the scene for us, Scott.
Well, first of all, the game time temperature was announced at 39 degrees, Al. And we're still in the top of the first, and the Tigers are already down 1-0. So that's how the game is going. in terms of the crowd, it's less than half full. you never know how many people might still be at the food court areas or on the merry-go-round or something. But it's maybe half full. I'm frankly a little surprised. I've never come to opening day before, so this is. I brought my daughter Kira with me for the game today. So she came with me today.
That is awesome stuff, Scott. And I can't believe it's your first opening day. And so what time, when you talk about opening day, I'm curious how the crowd, you know, looked beforehand as well. I mean, what time did you arrive? How chaotic was it trying to maybe find a parking spot and get inside of the ballpark?
Well, you know how you can pre-purchase parking with an app down here these days?
Right, technology.
Yeah, I paid for parking in a ramp that's down by the river. And so we just walked up Woodward Avenue. The walk took me maybe 20 minutes, but it was easy peasy. The walk was brisk. There were a number of places where sidewalks were closed. We had to cross Woodward two or three times for some reason. But otherwise, the crowd seemed orderly. There was lots of tents with party-type stuff going on. We heard people playing music outside their stores and inviting people in for free samples of food and drinks, that kind of stuff. So it's a festive atmosphere. It's an unofficial holiday in Detroit, opening day.
It certainly is, Scott. And, you know, opening day is unlike, so I've heard, because I've never been to an opening day ball game for the Detroit Tigers, but I've heard it's unlike any other game throughout the sporting year. Any special setups? I mean, you mentioned some of the party-type atmospheres set up in tents around the ballpark in downtown Detroit in general. Any other special setups due to it being the home opener for the Tigers?
Well, I know that the Red Wings were hosting some sort of an event at one of the restaurant/bars facilities that's in Little Caesars Arena. Mm-hmm. Which, as you know, is half a block from here, perhaps. So there's some of that. There was a really beautifully done opening ceremony, though, with a flag that basically covered the entire outfield. The national anthem was sung by Mary Wilson from the Supremes. This is, I believe, the 60th anniversary year of Motown Records this year. So they were playing a lot of Motown music on the sound system here at the stadium. And there was a flyover of jets from Selfridge Air National Guard Base right as the national anthem ended with fireworks and stuff. So it was a really cool ceremony to open the season. They brought all the players from both teams out to the first baseline and the third baseline. And the opening pitch, you know, the first pitch was thrown out by Willie Hernandez, who, of course, was a star on the 68 World Champions. He won the Cy Young Award, the Most Valuable Player Award, and a World Series championship in 1968. So he's a huge hero here in Detroit. So it was really nice to see him. He didn't quite bring it. The ball didn't quite get to the plate.
You know,
but it was great to see him.
And you know, Scott, I always think about, you know, just how nervous I would be if I ever got, you know, blessed to go out there on the mound and throw out the first pitch of a game. I tell you what, I would probably be practicing many days prior to, because you just don't want to embarrass yourself, right? You want to make sure you get it over the plate and wave to the crowd.
Yeah, the catcher one-hopped it.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it's not too bad. Not too bad, right?
Yeah.
All right, Scott, one of the things that I love about, you know, baseball openers and just going to a ball game in general at the ballpark is the food. You know, food and baseball go hand in hand. And I know that Comerica Park and it's, you know, culinary team, they always try to bring out new and unique dishes. I'm curious, have you taken a peek at the menu? What are some cool new food items at Comerica Park this year?
Well, you know, they showed a video before the game that included a look at some of the new food items. They have a meatless hamburger here that you can even get without the bun. You can have a hamburger with no meat in it and no bun. I guess I struggle to call that a hamburger, but
right. That sounds good, though. It sounds good, man.
It does sound good. I have had one of those meatless burgers, and they do taste good. What my daughter Kira and I did was just a couple of hamburgers. Mine had caramelized onions on it. It was kind of fancy by ballpark standards, I guess.
That's awesome. You know, you're making me hungry right now, Scott. Just thinking about it, man. Okay, this is your first opening day. So before we get you out of here, Scott, I just want you to comment on what's been your favorite part of it so far, and also your thoughts on this year's Detroit Tigers team.
Well, you know, first of all, I said to the woman who took our tickets today that it's opening day and the Tigers have a winning record. And I'm not sure you'll be able to keep saying that very long into the season.
Yeah.
There are a lot of new to Detroit players on the roster. The pitching staff so far has been really good this early part of the season. It's kind of amazing they've won 4 games when you consider how little hitting they've been getting. So I've got friends who know a lot more about baseball than I do who are saying that if the Tigers only lose 90 games, it's a successful season.
Right. I'm right there with those friends as well, Scott. Well, I tell you what, don't want to take more of your time. Enjoy opening day with you and your daughter. Can't wait to hear all about it when you get back here in East Lansing. Enjoy it, my man. Thank you so much for calling in, Scott.
Great talking with you. I'll take care. Have a good day.
You got it. Our very own Scott Pohl, general assignment news reporter for WKAR News, taking some time out of his opening day, his first opening day ever to call in here with us here on WKAR's Current Sports. I've never been to an opening day. Jack, have you ever been to an opening day? I know a lot of people play hooky at work, or you skip class and you go with your family out to opening day. I've never been to one.
No, me neither. I'm not sure I've even ever been to a Tigers game in April, to be honest with you.
Really? Yeah,
because,
I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when the weather starts getting warm, when the Tigers were really good, we'd go 3, 4, 5 times a year. But during April, when the weather's still, you know, around 40, 50 degrees and probably rainy, it's just not worth it.
Right. No, I hear you on that. And it's just Michigan. You just never know. I mean, it was like 60 degrees twice last week, and now it's in the 40s and cloudy. So you just never know. And speaking of the menu, you know, Scott Pohl, he commented on the meatless hamburger, right? And I feel like the vegan trend is becoming a bigger and bigger thing, right? So you're starting to see healthier food items at respective sports venues and ballparks like Comerica Park. And I looked up a few other cool, new, and different items on the menu at Comerica Park. And you chimed in my ear, Jack, the Coney Dog Egg Roll, which goes for $6.50, hot dog slices and chili nestled in an egg roll and fried until crisp. It's drizzled with mustard and sprinkled with diced onions. That actually sounds pretty good, man. That isn't bad. I may try that. That's a lot of money, though. When you go to a ballpark, you're going to spend money, but does that sound good to you? The Coney egg roll. Would you try that?
I mean, I would try it. The whole problem with Coney's I have is I'm not a mustard guy. So like
I'm not either.
Yeah. So like the Coney pizza that they came out with last year, I would like definitely do that if there was a way to get it without mustard on it. But I'd probably give it a try. Yeah.
Just say hold the mustard. Just don't.
I don't know if you can do that at a ballpark, Al. I think a lot of the stuff's probably pre-made. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You know.
That is
definitely with the pizza. Like I feel like there's no way you could get it without mustard.
Yeah,
so
you can't be bougie. Like hold the mustard, would you, sir? But it's, you know, like you said, it's already made. Also the Al Pastor Dog. I haven't sponsored this. I'm being real. Natural casing hot dog topped with pulled pork, pineapple relish, sriracha aioli, and cotija cheese. What is cotija cheese? I have no idea what that
is. How do you spell that?
C-O-T-I-G-A.
All right, we'll look it up.
Yeah, cotija cheese. So that sounds fancy. Also, the Beyond Burger Bowl. This thing goes for $13. It's a plant-based burger. This may be what Scott was talking about, a plant-based burger served on a bed of lettuce with tomatoes, onions, and pickle, balsamic dressing. You got the French Onion Burger, a burger with Swiss cheese, caramelized onions, served with zip sauce on the side, and French fries. So there are some really interesting, and then this one, if you're trying to be healthy, you can get a garden salad in a jar. It's like a mason jar. So they have fresh spring greens mix, cheese and vegetables layered in a jar with ranch dressing on the bottom. All you need to do So, you know, it makes you work out while you're eating your salad. You know, you have to shake up the jar to mix all of those ingredients, and you can also add chicken. So you get salad in a mason jar. All the ingredients are in there, but, you know, you got to shake it up so that everything is mixed evenly, and then you can enjoy it. That goes for $8 to $10. That's a lot of money for salad.
Hell no, to the no, no, no.
That was perfect. That's perfect, Jack.
Hell to the no, to the no.
You're not feeling that? I'm not feeling that either, man. Not for $10. $10 for a salad? Come on, man.
I'm not going to eat any type of food out of a mason jar.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey, whatever floats your boat, man. Thank you so much to Scott Pohl for joining us. Opening day at Comerica Park for the Detroit Tigers. According to my ESPN app, the Tigers are still down one. Bottom of the first, 1-0 to the Kansas City Royals. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I want to have a talk about the Bank of Ann Arbor and the billboard, or I should say billboards, that they purchased. Congratulate Michigan State on the Final Four. Is it disrespectful to the rivalry? Or do you look at this and say, hey, Bank of Ann Arbor, that's pretty classy of you. We'll discuss that and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Okay, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I want to get to this topic because it has been trending since yesterday. But the Bank of Ann Arbor has put up 6 billboards wishing good luck to the Michigan State men's basketball team, which, of course, is in the Final Four. And side note, really cool send-off that was held yesterday inside of the Breslin Center as the Michigan State men's basketball team hopped on the bus to the airport to get to Minneapolis. As, I mean, you had Mark D'Antonio who was there. You had a few other teams. The band, they played. The cheerleaders were there as the team and the coaches came out. Tom Izzo grabbed a mic and spoke to those who gathered inside of the Breslin. They were like right inside of that new concourse area that has like the Hall of History for, you know, Michigan State men's basketball. And Tom Izzo grabbed a mic and thanked everybody for coming out. And then they proceeded out of the Breslin to stage left and boarded the bus to head to the airport. And they arrived in Minneapolis not soon, not much longer after that, I should say. And they were greeted at the hotel by a slew of Spartan fans. It was really cool to watch that yesterday. So I can only imagine, you know, how the players are feeling right now. And also, don't know if you guys saw this. Speaking of sneakers, we talked about Beyonce and the whole Adidas deal and the Yeezys and whatnot. You know, I retweeted this from the Michigan State men's basketball Twitter feed. But, man, Michigan State men's basketball got set out by Nike. They got new warm-ups and pullovers. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if you guys have seen the new Nike self-lacing shoes. It's got, like, a computer chip in them, and it has, like, memory foam. It's crazy. They got those. I don't know if they're going to be playing in those, but every member of the Michigan State men's basketball team got self-lacing shoes from Nike. Have you seen those, Jack?
Yeah, they're totally dope. I can't imagine they'll play in them, though.
Heck no. I don't know. That maybe those things may be illegal, too. It's got a computer chip in them. Maybe it gives you springs to jump higher. I have no idea. Those things can probably do a lot of things.
Who's to say? But, I mean, you know, every player kind of has their own shoe that, right. At least their own, I don't want to say their own brand, because, I mean, everyone wears Nike, we're a Nike school, but, I mean, you know, some guys might favor the Kyries or the PGs or the Kobes, so I can't imagine guys switching up for the self-tying shoes.
Exactly, and you don't want to mess those things up. Well, it is the Final Four, and you only, it's not every day you go to the Final Four, but I can't imagine them wearing those either. So, that, side note, back to my main point here. The Bank of Ann Arbor, these six billboards. If you haven't seen these billboards, I'll read what they say. And they all have a green background, and in the lower right corner, you have the Bank of Ann Arbor logo. The first one reads 1979, 2000, and then 2019 has a question mark next to it. Good luck in the Spartans. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans. The next one reads, "This week we bleed green. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans." The third billboard I'm seeing here, Duke down, two to go. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans. This week, Ann Arbor's in the I-Zone. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans. Minneapolis is usually green this time of the year. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans. And the last one, and so it is, I-Z, is. Good luck in the Final Four, Spartans. So, when the pictures of this billboard compilation went viral yesterday, there were a few mixed reactions. I put out on my Facebook page, there is hope in humanity. Stay classy, Ann Arbor. I love it. That was my first reaction. And you know, dear friend of mine in the business, Tom Crawford, you guys know him in the local media here in mid-Michigan, Tom Crawford, he bleeds blue. He is a diehard Michigan fan. Heck, his Twitter handle is Blue Belly Tom. And Tom commented on my post and said, "So, Al, let's throw this out to your callers. Would you ever see reciprocation of this form from a bank in East Lansing with the situation being reversed?"
Hell no. Right. To the no, no, no.
Great job, guys.
Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, 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 no.
Nope. Nope. You would not. As you just heard, that was right on cue, Jack.
You better not see it from anyone here in East Lansing.
Well, I tell you what, I have a few points to make when it comes to this. I replied to Tom and said, you know, unfortunately, I would bet no time. Hate to say that. I'll ask that question on tomorrow's show. And again, this was my just initial reaction, because I felt like when I first saw it, I'm like, man, that's really cool. I mean, isn't that how like the human side of me came out? You know, the real, you know, that emotional side was like, man, that's awesome. Bank of Ann Arbor, you know, you're shouting out the Spartans, and you know, that's real classy of you. And then I, you know, as the day went on, I started to think about it, and I'm like, hold on. One, this is the first thought. I'll take you through the two thoughts that popped in my mind later on when I was sitting in my office. The first thought was, hold on, you know, Bank of America, not Bank of America, Bank of Ann Arbor, getting my banks mixed up. Bank of Ann Arbor is a business, right? And as a business, you know, you've heard the old cliche, right? You know, any kind of publicity is good publicity, because at the end of the day, you want your brand, you want your company on the tongues of everyone out there, because now they're thinking about you. You know, now we're on your mind. I had no idea there was a Bank of Ann Arbor until yesterday. So there's a part of me that said, oh, man, Bank of Ann Arbor, this is great marketing. Now we know who Bank of Ann Arbor is, if you didn't know. And everybody's talking about this story. Genius move from a business standpoint. That's the reason why they did this. And then the second part of me said, okay, if this is genuine, how do I really feel about this? Because part of what makes this in-state rivalry so beautiful is the pure hatred, the pure dislike, the pure I don't like you, you don't like me. That's what makes it so beautiful. It's a rivalry. That's what a rivalry is supposed to be about. So seeing this billboard, I'm sure, I am 1,000% sure that there are some fans that rock the maize and blue who read this and said, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. You know, if you're a member of Bank of Ann Arbor, you might have said, if you're really diehard and you got money in the Bank of Ann Arbor, you might have said, oh, that's it, honey. I'm going up there tomorrow morning and pulling all of our accounts from the Bank of Ann Arbor because this is not what we do as Michigan fans. And that's the beauty of being rivals. Sure, is it classy? Yeah, it's classy. But I also think to myself, hold on, this is also a business. Now, how genuine is this? But even if it is genuine, there's a part of me that says, man, embrace the rivalry. You know, this whole buddy-buddy stuff, you know, everybody, 2019, you got to be buddy-buddy and we're friends. And, you know, I go on rants all the time about the NBA and how the NBA of 2019 is nowhere near how the NBA back in the 80s was. Where, you know, you didn't, you know, hang out with your rival or opponent in the offseason. Hey, let's work out together and, you know, let's go on yachts together and party it up and blah, blah, blah. You know, those guys were trying to beat the living crap out of each other on the basketball court. And they didn't talk off the basketball court. Sometimes they did. I mean, you had, you know, with the Dream Team, Magic and Michael and Larry, and that was all cool. But, you know.
Was it, though?
Yeah, I mean, they were. Have you seen the Dream Team?
Except that he left Isaiah Thomas off of it.
Right, exactly.
Because there's animosity.
That's where I was going next. I mean, in some situations, you depending on who that player was, I mean, no, you weren't hanging out with that guy, right? So it's totally changed. I just think this is a product of 2019, and there's a part of me that says, no. Why do you have to put this billboard up? You know, you guys hate us. You know, we hate you. That's how it should be. So am I accurate in saying that? I'm curious to know how Michigan fans felt about this. My guy Tom Crawford loves it. No, but that's Tom. Tom's a trooper. It's not easy being, I guess, a Michigan fan.
He's a very good sport. He's a good guy.
It's not easy being a Michigan fan here in East Lansing, of all places, right? And he's a good sport, and Tom is very playful with it. But there are some in Ann Arbor that just, this is crossing the line. So 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number I want you guys to call. I want to hear from you all on that. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Or, again, comment below the live stream at Facebook.com/WKAR News. Because I got to be honest, Jack, again, and you can hear it in my voice. I'm a little conflicted here. There's a part of me that says, oh, this is great. You know, the human side of me says, oh, man, that's being classy, right? Still a line from Ron Burgundy. But there's the other part of me that says, no, rivals don't do this. That's what makes this rivalry fun. You know, heck, there was a part of me when Devin Bush, you know, took his cleats and just dug in the Spartan logo. There was a part of me that said, yeah, you know, that's the hate that we have for each other, man. That's the rivalry. You know, that's what it's about, you know. But there's a line that I think Devin Bush clearly crossed that line. But I don't know. I'm a little bit conflicted on this. So real quick, before we hit this final break, your thoughts on, I want to know, what was your initial thought when you saw these six billboards? Jack?
My bad. I didn't know you were addressing me specifically. It's scheduling day. We're lining stuff up on the laptop right now. No, but you know what? If kind of what I just played for you with the soundbite, I would be irate as a Spartan fan if we did this for Michigan. Conversely, since it's us in the Final Four, I think it's hilarious, specifically because of the social media reaction you see from Michigan fans being so angry about Bank of Ann Arbor putting these billboards up.
Yeah, you know, there are, I'm sure, many people who probably bank at the Bank of Ann Arbor who are sitting there as Michigan fans and saying, oh, heck no. Mm-mm-mm, you do not do this. So it's an interesting story on a lot of different levels. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to briefly touch on a really cool story that I heard about Tom Izzo from a national radio host who did a great job breaking down Tom Izzo's conflict. I'll address that. I'll elaborate on that more in just a moment. Also, Beyonce's Adidas deal. I'll comment on that as well. I think there are some parallels that you can draw in the world of collegiate athletics. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, I promised I would share this story for those that didn't get a chance to check out this really nice spot yesterday on CBS Sports Radio as Gary Parrish, who is a college basketball columnist and TV analyst for CBS Sports. Gary Parrish did a really cool job of breaking down the Tom Izzo legacy, and that's something that we discussed on yesterday's Current Sports in light of Izzo's comments during his weekly press conference that, you know, he feels as though he needs a second national championship in order to validate himself. And you heard our thoughts on that. You heard my thoughts on that. You know, I don't think the Tom Izzo needs a second national championship to validate himself in college basketball lore. I mean, the man is already enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame. There are only 15 coaches in the history of college basketball that have won more than one national championship. All right, you usually only get one. Tom Izzo's already got one. Back in 2000, he's been to eight Final Fours, which is so hard to do, especially when you're Michigan State and you don't usually get the one and done, right? The top recruits on an annual basis. You know, I mentioned yesterday how there are only three one and done's that have ever come to East Lansing throughout Tom Izzo's tenure. Only three. John Calipari has had multiple. Heck, Duke and Coach K. Need I say more?
But haven't we seen the last couple of years that one and done's don't necessarily, don't guarantee you postseason success?
They don't. Because a lot of it has to do with experience. And I think that's why, you know, looking at Michigan State this year, you know, experience has played a huge part in this whole thing.
And you know what? When I was watching the game the other day, could you imagine if Grayson Allen were back for his 85th year at Duke, how good they would be this season if they had that veteran star? Or like what Luke May is for Carolina this year, even though they didn't win. So,
because the inexperience certainly played out in that game on Sunday, Michigan State against Duke. It really did. You know, you could see the inexperience rising to the top of Duke's inept offense. You saw that on full display on Sunday. But Gary Parrish, you know, whose work I really respect, I love reading his work. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but Gary did a piece a few years back where he teamed up with a fellow reporter at CBS. One reporter followed for four straight days a school that isn't a blue blood, you know, on the recruiting trail. So, you know, long hours on the road in a van while Gary Parrish got a chance to, you know, he was given the option to choose a college basketball powerhouse, a blue blood program to follow for 4 days on the recruiting trail and team meetings at practice, so on and so forth. So Gary, obviously, that's the reason why I'm telling the story. He chose Tom Izzo in Michigan State. For four straight days, Gary Parrish said that he was closer to Tom Izzo than his wife. Four straight days. The only time the two weren't together was when they were getting some rest and sleeping. All right. But other than that, they were right there next to each other four straight days. And, you know, Gary's on private, you know, planes with Izzo on the recruiting trail. He's sitting in on team meetings, one-on-one player meetings in the film room. Awesome stuff. And you can imagine, I mean, you know, four straight days with somebody, there are multiple conversations that you have with that individual. And one of the things that Gary highlighted on his show yesterday was when he was, you know, they were on the plane and Tom Izzo asked Gary to he asked him this question. Tom Izzo basically said, if you could choose one word to describe my lifestyle, what would it be? Gary, I believe one of the words he threw out, I think he said lifestyle and legacy. What would it be? He said wealthy. And Izzo was like, I wouldn't use wealthy, even though that is true. You know, I wouldn't use wealthy. Gary went to the obvious word, successful. Tom was like, not successful, even though I've been very successful in what I do. Gary just gave up after a while. You know, he said he threw out like three more words and he gave up after a while. And you know, he said, what would you pick, Tom? What is that word? And Izzo said conflicted. It's a very interesting choice. Conflicted is the word that Tom Izzo chooses to describe his life and lifestyle. And Gary goes on to say, well, why would you choose conflicted? And Izzo says that, you know, when I am at work doing what I love, putting in the hours and looking at film and trying to improve and put Michigan State on the map in the world of college hoops, I am also saying to myself, am I in the right place right now? Should I be spending more time with my family? When I'm at work, I feel like I should be with my family. And when I'm with my family, I feel like I should be at work. He's always conflicted there. And I just really started to think about, you know, the lifestyle, the life that is a college basketball coach like that of Tom Izzo, when you are trying to reach a goal and establish something special here at Michigan State and put Michigan State on the map and compete for national championships and to go to Final Fours on the regular, you better believe that there's going to be sacrifice. And that sacrifice is your personal life. You know, you can't be at every, even though Tom does a good job from what I see from afar, he does a good job of trying to balance it. You know, I've seen him at, you know, games at Lansing Catholic with, you know, watching his son play ball. You know, I've seen him out in the community multiple times, you know, but he said he's always conflicted. This is what he told Gary. He's always conflicted. And, you know, when it comes to when I'm sitting there with my family, I'm sitting there saying to myself, my gosh, you know, Mike Krzyzewski, I'm pretty sure he's on the road right now trying to recruit the next big recruit to Duke. You know, John Calipari is probably out there, you know, hitting the recruiting trail right now. He's at some AAU camp.
Dropping a bag at a player's feet. Who said that?
Yeah, I know, right? That's another topic for another day, Jack. But the conflict that goes on in Tom Izzo's mind, gosh, that's you think that ages you a few years? But Gary was just in awe of how, the point I just made a few minutes ago, of how when you compare Michigan State basketball and the kind of players they've gotten over the years, two other programs out there that have gotten the five-star recruits on the regular, just how Michigan State has been able to establish this kind of rare air, because it truly is special. And it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, because when you look at this team, there were so many question marks for me this year for Michigan State basketball. I didn't know how good this team was going to be. You lose two NBA draft lottery picks. You really look at this year, even though you got Cassius Winston, you got Josh Langford and Nick Ward. Well, Josh is out for the year. Nick got hurt at a very critical time of the season, breaking that hand of his. And Cassius, we did not. And if you're saying that you saw this, if you're saying that you saw the Cassius Winston train trugging along the way it has trugged all year, you're kidding yourself. Nobody thought that Cassius Winston was going to evolve into the player that he became this season for the Spartans. Just didn't know. You didn't see this coming. And the fact that they're in the Final Four now with a chance at winning a third national championship in school history for this program, it is pretty remarkable. It really is. You heard what Lou Rawls, Tum Nearing Jr. said on yesterday's Current Sports. Tum was absolutely awesome. Wasn't that interview awesome? If you missed it, go to WKAR.org and check it out. But, you know, Tum gave us a firsthand look into what this week is like. Tum, as a freshman, went to the Final Four back in 2015 out in Indianapolis, Indiana at Lucas Oil Stadium. And Tum, you know, I asked Tum, you know, what is this week like? What makes this week different preparation-wise? And he exhausted over how much film you watch. I mean, you watch film, you go eat, you come back, watch more film. You watch more film, you go through a walkthrough, you go eat, and you come back, and you watch more film. And then after that, you watch more film on top of that. Then you may take a nap, then come back, and then you'll do a walkthrough while watching film. I mean, it's obsessive. And what I think is going to separate Michigan State from Auburn, from Virginia, from Texas Tech is Tom Izzo's experience. He's been here now 8 times. In comparison to the other coaches at the other 3 schools, this is their first time. This is their first time at the Final Four. I just wonder, though, and again, we'll dive into this more. We're going to give you a really X's and O's look at the Michigan State and Texas Tech game because this game will not be easy. You know, Texas Tech is in the Final Four for a reason. And in many respects, they kind of remind me of Michigan State. Defensively, they remind you of the Wolverines. And you saw what they did to Michigan earlier on in the tournament, right? But their defense rated number 1 in defensive efficiency in the entire nation. And also they're led by, Texas Tech's version of Cassius Winston is Jarrett Culver, who's a really fun player to watch. You hear that name a lot on Saturday night. So we'll give you a hardcore look, an X's and O's look at Michigan State and Texas Tech. But already, regardless of what happens, for me, you know, looking at this team in this season for Michigan State, it has already been a proven success and a season in which I believe is the best coaching year of Tom Izzo's career. Truly believe that. Coming off a year in which many would argue was Tom Izzo's worst coaching season.
At least the worst ending.
At least the worst inning, right? Yeah, that was pretty bad. But my oh my, what a difference a year makes, right?
I don't know. Maybe Middle Tennessee State was worse.
That was bad, too.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Bad, too. Okay, folks. Much love to Scott Pohl. Thank you, Scott, for joining us for opening day. From opening day for the Detroit Tigers. We'll be back at it to wrap up the week. We'll preview Texas Tech and Michigan State on the Friday edition of Current Sports. Be easy, people.